Okay, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. And we would absolutely love to hear from you tonight. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. And you can email the show at Elissa at yahoosportsradio.com. Also, check out our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, up next, it is time to focus our attention on the big, big weekend in Valhalla, the PGA Championship. We have a very special guest we always have with us. That is Patrick Livingston. He is a PGA teaching professional. He is the CEO of National Golf Schools. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, Pat. Good evening. How are you on this Friday night?
Wonderful. It's it's a major tournament going on here, and just can't wait to see how it breaks out.
Well, obviously, the biggest storyline Wednesday was the surprise return of Tiger Woods at the PGA Championship, and receiving treatment on his back. He's ready to go. That he had re-injured last Sunday at the Bridgestone Invitational. Now, some analysts, I have to tell you, Pat, they seemed shocked by his return. But let's not forget that Tiger, throughout his career, he has kind of proven to be a bionic man. I mean, he's muscled through a number of injuries, whether it's been knee, neck, back, or stress fractures, and even his ankle.
You know, it's really true. It's kind of interesting. His shot was, he had a bunker shot. Actually, he was on top of a bunker and hitting out of there, having there, kind of fell back in his bunker, and it looked like he had strained the same back area where he had had a recent operation. But looking at it, it was actually a soft tissue, more of a muscle spasm than any area, any problems in the area back that he just recently been, had surgery on. So he lucked out on that, and he determined it was a soft tissue issue. They went out and he actually played, nine holes the day before, walked the back nine, did some chipping and putting, and didn't have any problems. And he's going on playing in the tournament.
Well, there was tremendous anticipation for the return of Tiger. I mean, it was almost palatable. I mean, when you watched him, even in the practice round, Wednesday, Thursday, I mean, you survey his swing, his body. What do you see?
This, Tiger has had so many injuries over the, his career. He has had five knee injuries. He's had two Achilles tendon injuries, which are very, very difficult to, come back from. He just had a series of injuries, back problems, more than the average pro has out there. Yet he has capacity to come back and recover from them. But I think they're starting to take its toll. It's not the Tiger that we've known, 4, 5, 6 years ago, where he can actually come back. Actually, he came back and won the tournament in Orlando, Palmer's tournament, first time back after a serious surgery. But he's 38, 39 years old, and it's starting to wear on him.
Patrick Livingston, PGA teaching professional, the CEO of National Golf Schools. We're going to talk about that and highlight that tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. But right now we're focusing our attention on Tiger Woods, his return, keeping an eye, a sign on, a number of different things. But you have to, I also, wonder about, distance control with his irons. I mean, can he move the ball both directions without him having problems with his back? I mean, what do you see there in terms of with his distance control?
Well, his new, instructor, Foley, is changing his game. And that's only a year or so that they've been working on it. And the amazing part is now this is the third time in his career when he's made major, major changes in his swing. He went to Butch Harmon initially, tightened his swing up a little bit from his early days, and he went to different instructors, to change his swing. And now he's with Foley, and they're actually in Orlando working on that whenever he's not on the tour, when he's able to practice it. And some of us kind of just step back and say, my goodness, this is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you totally change your swing? But that's Tiger Woods. He feels that he has capacity to make any change he needs to make, and going to enhance his game. But I think things are up in the air on this the last year that he's been trying to change his swing.
Well, Tiger Woods, no doubt, he's had to deal with a number of setbacks. Obviously, we were just talking about the back injury. 2014 has really been a major struggle for Tiger. We're going to talk about Phil Mickelson here in just a minute. But you have to wonder what's going on, the battle of his mind. I mean, that's got to be difficult when you have played at such a high level. You've had that level of consistency, and you're not able to achieve that.
Well, it's true, and you've always heard this. There's a lot of psychology books out there saying that this game is 90% mental, Well, it's no question that he has the physical capabilities to, you know, to play as good as he's ever played, even with the injuries he's had. But if there's a little chink in your mental armor, it is a very, very, very difficult game. And I think it, if we look to the mental side a little bit, things he's happened in life, and you know, divorces are tragic, and they really take a toll on you. He has two children now that he loves. He, you know, has to spend time with them. So he's had some recent distractions that you know, is affecting his golf game.
What is your view in terms of how long he can last with his stamina? You were saying, what, he's 38, 39 years old.
Well, you know, he is in such good shape, even though he's injury prone. Okay, even though he's injury prone, he has a tremendous body, and he could be effective up into his mid to mid 40s if he can keep healthy and if his life is settled. And that's that's what we have to look for over the next 6-7 years. I mean, Nicklaus won his last major at the Masters, and he's 46 years old. So it's certainly, you can certainly do a lot of damage between 38 and 46 if he's looking to get those a few more majors he needs to tie or beat Nicklaus.
Patrick Livingston with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hey, we want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. Patrick, a regular guest on our program, a PGA teaching professional, one of the very best in the business, CEO of National Golf Schools. Now, this is the guy that I know my sons, they absolutely love him. Lefty Phil Mickelson, 2014, this has been so puzzling. I mean, he's not registered a top 10 finish, but then got on fire last Sunday and shoots a 62, the best round of the year, 10 birdies. It all came together. I know it's been very frustrating for him, but how do you assess the state of his game?
State of his game is with one club. He has putted so poorly, during the first part of this season, and at Firestone Country Club, a course that he loves. He got the putter going in the last round and shot a 62. He's as long as he's ever been, and he is he's a good iron player. But the putter has let him down, tremendously this year. And hopefully, he's found the secret that he's looking for, in that last round at Firestone. And he'll have a very, very interesting, rest of the year. He's still trying to qualify for the Ryder Cup. If that's so, so important to him, he's mm-hmm. trying to show, Tom Watson that he still has it and that he'd love to, be on that Ryder Cup team.
Is he getting closer? I mean, are you optimistic about his game? I mean, because between Tiger and Phil, they've both been so unpredictable right now. It really is difficult to kind of forecast the future, what holds for both of these guys. And you got to remember, I mean, we've been spoiled throughout the years. I mean, they've been the dynamic duo, the 1-2 punch.
No, that's really true. And even though they're, they're later on in their careers, they're tremendous players, but they're slipping a little bit. And then the rest of the world is catching up and going by him. I mean, four out of the top players in the world are on the European team, and really this year will be the first time that the European team has ever been favored in the Ryder Cup. And that's kind of a telling stat that it's proven by their how high their players are ranked from top to bottom. They have a solid team. And we seem to be, hurting a little bit without Tiger and, Phil playing at their best.
Well, you're exactly right. Rory McIlroy has certainly been on fire. He's ascended as the world's top golfer, playing the best golf, especially over the past couple of months. How would you compare Rory to former great European players from the, European players from the past, like a Nick Faldo?
Well, I think that, obviously he's got a chance to be better than Nick Faldo. He has three major tournaments. And he's 25 years old. Faldo didn't win until he actually had spent some time with David Ledbetter in his late 20s before he started to win major tournaments. So Roy has every bit, the possibility of being better than Faldo. He hits the ball much further than him. He's an excellent putter. He has got an incredible golf mind. He is, he controls his emotions out there. Barring injury, barring some unforeseen events, Roy is unlimited. I mean, he won the PGA at Congressional by 8 shots. He's got all the talent and the proper frame of mind, to to be the best player ever gone to Europe, especially in Northern Ireland.
Okay, we're out of time. Patrick Livingston has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, you can go to National Golf Schools. You can give them a call at 877-580-1500 to find out more information on National Golf Schools. We appreciate the time, Pat. I'm sorry we just flat ran out of time, okay?
Oh, my pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in the future.
That, of course, is Patrick Livingston, PGA teaching professional, the CEO of National Golf Schools. We want to thank all of our guests, our lineup tonight, Mark Miller, MMA, kickboxer, and fighter who joined us. Also, Nancy Lieberman, Basketball Hall of Famer, Pat Dooley, the columnist with the Gainesville Sun, our very own Andy Pondillo, and Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Again, I want to encourage you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports, and we will. I'll see you next week.